Welcome back to Kansas City and the MIAA Football Media Day, as we'll be visiting with Coach Garrett Hagans. And one thing I forgot to mention the last time we talked to you, before we talked with Jace McDown and Hayden Reed, the coaches and the media polls were also released today. And in the coaches poll, Northwest Missouri State is number one with 10 first-place votes. Central Missouri and Fort Hays State tied for number two with both receiving a first-place vote. Then it's Nebraska, Kearney, Missouri Western, Washburn, Pittsburgh State, Emporia State at number eight. Central Oklahoma, Missouri Southern, Northeastern State tied for 10, and Lincoln comes in at number 12. In the media poll, it's Northwest number one, followed by Central Missouri, then Fort Hays State, Missouri Western, Nebraska, Kearney, Pittsburgh State, Washburn, Central Oklahoma, Emporia State, Missouri Southern, Northeastern State, and Lincoln rounds out the 12 teams in the MIAA. And joined now by Coach Garen Higgins of Emporia State. And first off, Coach, isn't it great just to be talking about a football season that you're getting ready to play in?
No question. Really excited about getting started. It felt like felt like a normal summer this year, and our guys, our players have done a great job. They did a great job just adapting everything they had to go through last year, and they picked it up this summer, and it's been a great summer, and I know everybody's excited about getting started.
Now, a lot of question marks probably surrounding this football team from us media folks, because I looked at the information that Don Weiss put together. You only have 10 seniors. They're either super seniors or regular seniors on the roster, but a lot of freshmen, redshirt freshmen, a lot of guys that don't have what you would consider varsity playing time under their belts. But having that extra time to work with them in the weight room and work with them maybe in the film room a little bit more, has that been a valuable asset?
It has been a valuable asset, and the way that we set our plan moving forward in the fall was to separate our practices, where we had our older guys, our veterans, and some of those guys we call veterans are only sophomores, would practice on these days, and then our younger guys, our true freshmen, our redshirt freshmen, would practice on these days. So it gave us extra time to be with those guys and develop them. And I think in the long run we'll be better because of that. That's kind of how we took advantage of the situation that we were in.
You were able to play two games during the – or have two exhibition, for lack of a better term, games during the spring with Southeastern Oklahoma State and Southwestern Oklahoma State. Do you feel like you accomplished what you wanted to with those two games?
I do. We were able to play – well, not everybody played in the scrimmages, but we were able to play. I think we had 97 players out in the spring, and 97 players played in both scrimmages, so – that was good. We wanted to make sure everybody got that opportunity to get in the scrimmage. We wanted to make sure that we let our starters play a little bit to let them get back the feeling of playing against another opponent. And at the same time, we also wanted to protect those guys a little bit, Jace McDown might have – I know he – only went maybe one series, another one he didn't even go. So, just to be smart in that area, we were able to evaluate some guys. I thought that we were able to really evaluate some of our younger players. Like you said, we have a lot of guys on this team that are freshmen or redshirt freshmen, So that was something that we needed. And I also felt like it was something we needed just from a standpoint of rewarding our players for the type of effort that they have given and kind of how they dealt with, the challenges of not being able to play in the fall.
We're visiting with Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins. It's media day for the MIAA, talking about the 2021 season and looking at the poll. Nothing really surprising there. The thing that as I look at it is, every team, you could probably say, you really don't know what you're going to get from your football team until you step on that field for the first time, because nobody's really played any serious games since 2019. Do you feel like your team's ready to play?
Yeah, well, I know we're ready to get started. We're not ready to play yet by any means, but There are a lot of question marks. There's a lot of question marks just with every team is sitting in the same type of boat. And, you know, I just go back and look back at 2019, and the only thing I look at that is that we ended up winning our last two games, and that's when you hope you kind of gain momentum going into the off season, in which we did, and then it got stopped, you know. So I think looking at our team right now, I think defense will be the strength of this football team, especially right now because of the veterans that they return. You know, we return, you know, one of the or not the best linebacker in the MIAA. And, you know, offensively, we're still young. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize there's only four players that we have that have started four more games, you know, on the offensive side of the ball right now. So there's still a lot of youth there. I think we're talented, but it's just very young and very inexperienced.
What about that talent? We saw a little bit of that during the scrimmages in the springtime, and you have to be really excited to see how they really mesh in a game situation.
Yeah, and kind of see how they've grown, you know, from the time we got done with the last scrimmage through the summer and then through fall camp. And, you know, I think that with the – anytime you want to be successful, it's all about kind of how you prepare, you know, during the process, you know. And I think our guys have done a really good job there. So hopefully a lot of those guys offensively grow up. You know, like I said, there's some talented players. They just – and they've made plays out in practice, and some of those guys made plays in the two scrimmages we've had, but they've yet to do it in a meaningful game, you know, where the scoreboard actually means something. So I think we have potential playmakers, but, again, they just hadn't done it yet.
One position I know that you're – very intimate with is your quarterback, because you coach that position, and you have one guy who's seen some starting time for you, Braden Gleason. Where do you feel like maybe he has improved himself going into what would be his really first full season as a starter?
Yeah, I think just grasping the knowledge of the whole offense and understanding why we do the things that we do offensively, and understand, you know, maybe why we run certain plays, or you know, how we want to attack certain defenses. I think, you know, Braden's the coach's son. So, and I always say, Greg, you know, the coach's sons are the smartest football players ever. You know that, right?
Yes,
so,
I've heard that before.
Right. So, again, he just he loves the game of football. He's tough. You know, he's probably not going to be one of those guys. You just throw him out there on air and he's going to wow you with his arm. But he knows where to go with the football. And he started off a little shaky in our first scrimmage, I think just knocking off the rust and just being excited about being out there. But I really felt like that second scrimmage in the first quarter that he played the way that we need him to play. And the thing with Braden is that he's a guy, you know, we only started two games in 2019, so he doesn't have a lot of experience. You know, he doesn't have to win the game. You know, he just has to manage the offense. You know, and to secure the football and make good decisions, which I believe he can do that.
If you could pick maybe three keys to your team having a successful season, what would they be today?
You know, I think, man, there's a lot of things, Greg. I don't know if these are all in particular order, but I think how our younger players mature offensively and I think along with that, gaining some confidence, you know, having some success early offensively. I think defensively the key is that we got to play the way that we left off playing, and we got to make sure that we continue to get turnovers. And then I think the other key for us is to, you know, we lost a lot of games in 19 because of a mistake here or there, and that's the MIAA, you know. And I always say a lot of times you got to go make your own breaks. And, you know, we got some of those breaks before in years past, and then we didn't get those in 19, and we couldn't recover from those. And we weren't good enough because we made too many mistakes to kind of help us recover from those mistakes that we made. So I think that's going to be huge for us, is eliminate the big mistakes and to be efficient. We're going to have to be very efficient offensively, and we're going to have to make sure that when we get those opportunities to put points on the board, that we got to do that, and then along with that, make sure that we're protecting the football.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by and visiting with us today. I know there are a lot of other people who want to visit with you, but I'm looking forward
Greg,
to
it. Greg, but I just like visiting with you, man. You know, so.
We could talk all afternoon right. long, but, you know, football season, fortunately, is just around the corner, and you open up against Northeastern State, make the trip to Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Every time you open up the season on the road, it's always a challenge, and regardless of who it's against, but you have to be looking forward to the opportunities.
That's the thing, just playing a real game, you know, and where the scoreboard, like I said, means something and preparing for that game. And the first game is always scary, especially I think the situation we're in where we're very young on offense and we haven't played a true game in over a year. So you don't know how your guys are going to respond, you know, and then going on the road and making the trip down there and dealing with all the dynamics of traveling you know, making sure guys are locked in, which I know that our guys will be. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by, and we look forward to the season.
You bet. Thank you, Greg.
That's Emporia State Head Football Coach Garen Higgins joining us here on Radio Row at the MIAA Football Media Days. Again, Emporia State in the media poll picked number 9, and in the coaches poll picked number 8. And the number one pick in both the coaches and the media poll happens to be Northwest Missouri State. We'll have you'll hear more throughout the day from the coaches and the players, and we'll have this online for you as well at KVOE.com. From the 2021 MIAA Football Media Days in Kansas City, I'm Greg Ray on KVOE, live and local.